Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out a new firmware version for AirPods 2, AirPods 3, AirPods Pro, and AirPods Max. The new firmware brings Apple's headphones to version 4C165, but unfortunately the company does not provide release notes for AirPod firmware updates. Instead, users have to wait and see for the update to hit their devices, and then poke around to find if there's anything new. Additionally, Apple does not make it easy to manually update your AirPods to new firmware versions. Instead, the company says new firmware will be installed when your AirPods are connected via Bluetooth to your iPhone. You can, however, check your AirPods firmware version by opening the Settings application on your iPhone, going to the Bluetooth menu, finding your AirPods in the list of devices, tapping the I next to them, and then look for the firmware version number. Again, the newest AirPods firmware version is 4C165, so if this is what you see in the Settings application, it means your AirPods are fully updated. If not, the update should install when the AirPods are connected to your iPhone via Bluetooth. The new firmware is rolling out now to the AirPods 2, AirPods 3, AirPods Pro, and AirPods Max. In other news today, Apple is facing a new class action lawsuit over an alleged design flaw in the Apple Watch Series 6. The proposed class action lawsuit alleges that the Apple Watch Series 6 suffers from a design flaw that makes the screen prone to breaking or detaching and exposing, quote, razor-sharp edges. The customers behind the class action lawsuit say that Apple did not provide enough room inside the Apple Watch Series 6's design to account for the potential swelling of the battery. So as a result, if the battery inside the Apple Watch does slightly swell, then the display is prone to cracking, detaching, or shattering entirely. When this happens and the display separates from the Apple Watch casing, the plaintiffs say the sharp edges can lead to injury. So the lawsuit says that this means the Apple Watch Series 6, quote, poses a material and unreasonable safety hazard to customers. Included in the complaint is a photo of a deep slash on the arm of one of the affected customers. The lawsuit also claims that this flaw was present in previous Apple Watch models dating back to the Apple Watch Series 3. As such, they say that Apple violated consumer protection laws when it continued releasing new Apple Watch models with the same problem. The lawsuit is similar to one that was filed against Apple in 2018, but that lawsuit was tossed out by a federal judge who said the plaintiff did not properly identify a specific defect. So that's why this lawsuit is explicitly linking the swelling battery to the cracking screen, exposing the sharp edges. The class action lawsuit is aiming to represent anyone who bought any model of the Apple Watch starting with the first generation in 2015 and continuing until the Series 6 last year. The ultimate outcome of this case remains to be seen, but it could prove to be an interesting one if the judge opens the class to all eligible Apple Watch users. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. From the creators of popular apps such as Waterminder and Calorie, Fitness View is a way to track your health data directly on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Fitness View makes it easy to track all of your health app statistics, allowing you to drill down into more detail, including detailed overviews of things like your weekly averages, streaks, and more. You can set specific health goals and keep tabs directly in the Fitness View application. Keep track of all of your workouts and analyze your progress, share your activity goals, add widgets to your home screen, and so much more. Fitness View is my favorite way to view all of my health data directly on my iPhone and my Apple Watch. Learn more and get started today for free at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
Heading into the weekend, All of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking, and headlined as Amazon is offering the all-new AirPods 3 at $140. Normally fetching $179, we've been seeing a handful of discounts pop up through Black Friday and the greater holiday shopping season, but today's is the best yet. Now taking $39 off the going rate, this is $10 below previous mentions and a new all-time low. Apple's latest earbuds just launched back in October and most notably arrive with a redesigned casing that takes a page out of the Pro version's playbook. While you're ditching the silicone ear tips, AirPods 3 arrive with much of the same features like spatial audio support, as well as added water resistance for tagging along on runs or workouts. Plus, there's the nifty new MagSafe charging case, which provides 30 hours of listening to complete the package. Also on sale today, Amazon is currently offering the new Apple TV 4K 32GB with Siri Remote at $150. Normally fetching $179, today's offer is notably marking a new all-time low at $29 off the going rate and $10 below our previous mention. The latest Apple TV 4K arrives with a redesigned Siri Remote as one of the main selling points, but there are plenty of other enhancements in store as well. Powered by the A12 Bionic chip, you'll be able to enjoy 4K HDR playback with Dolby Vision over HDMI 2.1, as well as Wi-Fi 6 pairing with Ethernet connectivity. There's of course all of the usual access to all of your favorite streaming services, as well as Apple Arcade access and Thread smart home support. Not to mention, you're also going to be able to take advantage of the new display calibration feature that ensures content looks its best. And last up today, Wooda is now discounting a selection of A-grade certified refurbished iPhones and Apple Watch models. While everything in today's sale ships with minimal to no signs of wear, our topic is the Apple Watch Series 6 44mm styles at $390. Normally fetching $429, this is one of the best offers we've seen throughout the holiday season. You can also score 40mm models from $350 as well. Going with the Apple Watch Series 6 doesn't mean you're going to be sacrificing on too much compared to the newer model. Aside from the main improvements of a refreshed case and larger screen, the Series 6 and 7 share the same processor alongside a matching array of blood oxygen, heart rate, and other fitness sensors. Both of them also run watchOS 8 as well. So for those who don't need the latest and greatest or don't want to wait for a more sizable discount to arrive on Apple Watch Series 7, going with Series 6 delivers plenty of savings in the meantime. You'll find all of this weekend's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com as well.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to Fitness View for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily this week. You can learn more and get started with Fitness View for free at the link in the show notes below. Next week, I am on vacation on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but my colleague Bradley Chambers will be filling in, so be sure to give him a warm welcome. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.